1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Owen Lopez. New calls for legislation creating more oversight of Supreme Court justices following a ProPublica report detailing private jet flights and luxury yacht cruises taken by Justice Clarence Thomas and his wife Jeannie after they were offered by Republican donor Harlan Crow. ABC's Devin Dwyer covers the Supreme Court.
No response yet from the court or the justice, who, we should say, in the past has dismissed these kinds of stories as attacks, liberal smears on his credibility. Now, Mr. Crow, Harlan Crow, has given us a statement. He confirms the relationship with Justice Thomas and says that they are dear friends, that this was simply an extension of hospitality on the part of him and his wife to the Thomases.
The Republican-dominated Tennessee House is going to vote on whether to expel three Democratic members for their role in a protest after last week's Nashville school shooting. In Paris, more clashes between police and demonstrators. This is ABC News. U.S. lawmakers are in Taiwan, arriving the day after House Speaker Kevin McCarthy met with Taiwan's president on U.S. soil. They're discussing regional security, China sending warships into nearby waters in response. More Californians out from under severe water shortages.
New drought data from the federal government shows more of California is now drought-free thanks to months of heavy rain and snow. San Bernardino County, which had been hard hit by extreme drought, is free of any severe conditions. There is still lighter levels of drought, though. A year ago, the entire state was in some form of drought, including severe and extreme. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Snake on a plane in South Africa. A pilot feeling something cold slide across his back, discovering a poisonous cobra under the seat of the small aircraft. He made an emergency landing on Monday, but had to fly there with the cobra curled up by his feet. Elwin Lopez, ABC News.
Springtime is also known as the start of grilling season, and when you're grilling big, juicy burgers and mouth-watering hot dogs, only one bun will do. With state-of-the-art facilities throughout the Midwest, Village Hearth offers a variety of delicious buns that are delivered fresh daily to your local grocer. So whether you like unsliced old-fashioned hamburger and hot dog buns, or prefer classic white or wheat, just look for the familiar red Village Hearth logo on the package, and you've made the right choice. Village Hearth buns, locally baked and delivered fresh daily.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matinair. Here's what you need to know. Medical marijuana may have GOP support this session. Republican Senator Mary Felskowski said during a Wisconsin policy forum that any measure will need the support of both the state's medical community and law enforcement. Recreational marijuana advocate Democratic Senator Melissa Agard says the most dangerous thing about marijuana in Wisconsin currently is that it's still illegal. Wisconsin is becoming an island of prohibition surrounded by states that are legalizing or will soon be legalizing marijuana use. Since the COVID pandemic, Wisconsinites have been spending more time outdoors. And now the Office of Outdoor Recreation wants to become a permanent part of the state tourism department. The office created in the 2019-2021 budget. The governor wants to make the office's three positions permanent and provide $1.1 million over the next 2 years. I'm Jane Matinair. This is Civic Media News.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
If you are 45 and older, don't let but stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
But then...
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Brian, bad guys of the galaxies, beware. The defender of the universe is here.
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke Bryan.
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that. You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Hello and welcome to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. You are listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media. We're going to be joined by the big guy, Brian Kelly, coming up shortly. He has just been briefly delayed, but that is okay. He'll be joining us here on the big show this Thursday afternoon. We got Evan on the board. E, how we doing today?
Oh, buddy. Oh, buddy. No, doing really well, man. Tuesday was a lot of fun. We have a pretty incredible team here.
It's one of those weird weeks where opening day was Monday, election day was Tuesday, and the rest of the week has felt like chaos since, which is why I keep telling myself it's Thursday. But folks, if you're listening to us, you're hearing us across the state on the Civic Media Network. If you want to share a tangent with us here on Dueling Tangents, 844-967-2789. We're going to have a conversation about, since we had it on the ballot earlier this week, what is the best way to decide who serves in our judiciary here in Wisconsin and the United States? It's a conversation that's floating around. We're going to get your takes on that at 2:30. But between now and then, in looking after the postmortem of the election results on Tuesday, it's still a little difficult because those results will be certified in a few weeks here. So we'll get the final true tallies, but we have the reporting tallies coming in from each municipality around the state of Wisconsin, but pretty handedly decided victory for Janet Protasiewicz over Dan Kelly on the Wisconsin Supreme Court.
Kelly got smoked. Oh, man.
Yeah, and so I leading up to Election Day, I had conversations with many individuals here at Civic Media and around the state even out of state. Family members and friends asking me, what's going on in Wisconsin? What's happening with this election? Is it going to be close? What's going on? And so for a really long time, I had people asking me, well, all I hear is this pro-Janet aspect. There's so many people talking about Janet, but there's all these other ads talking about just the nastiness of some of the ads that dark money groups were spending. People were like, am I in an echo chamber for thinking Janet's going to run away with this? Or is this going to be close? And I was like, I don't know. It was really hard to gauge leading up to a spring election. It's hard to see if turnout is going to hit historic levels. And they did. But ultimately, the numbers ended up being very similar to what Dan Kelly's defeat was in 2020. And so there's going to be a lot of reviewing those numbers now. Same margin, but a lot more voters. because in our spring elections vary here in the state of Wisconsin. And we're also now joined by the big guy, Brian Kelly.
Hey.
Doing good, buddy. And so we're talking about the postmortem that's going on here in the state of Wisconsin. And so in looking at Dan Kelly's defeat, a lot of conservatives are asking, well, what did we do wrong? What happened? We couldn't possibly see this coming. How did it happen? And so it's very interesting to get some takeaways from some of the leading conservative voices here in the state of Wisconsin to examine how it happened. And so this one popped up yesterday, and we didn't get a chance to share it on the big show before. We were joined by William Walter talking about many different tangents with Will on a Wednesday afternoon. But this is something that conservative talk show host Vicky McKenna shared yesterday. The quote from her show: what the left did in terms of political execution was brilliant. They got those idiot, white, educated, middle-aged, menopausal, cranky, suburban Republican women to vote for Janet. Those aren't my words. Those are Vicky McKenna's words. And so that's what one of the leading conservative voices here in the state of Wisconsin had to say about why they lost. Oh, well, the liberals, they just did a really good, they did a really good execution of politics. And there's other takeaways as well. And so we got Dan O'Donnell, another conservative talk show host here in Wisconsin, that didn't just sum it up in a succinct sentence like Vicky McKenna did, but instead took the opposite route. Didn't have a short, concise, this is why we lost. Liberals outmaneuvered, and then say some very demeaning things about a certain set of voters here in the state of Wisconsin. Dan O'Donnell went and wrote a very, very long essay at his conservative think tank, I think is what they refer to it, the MacGyver Institute, and went and a very long laundry list of where Republicans and conservatives have gone wrong in Wisconsin, and then kind of signals that there's a way for them to right the ship, but really seems like not a good answer on that one. And so this is a very long piece published yesterday at the MacGyver Institute by Dan O'Donnell, why conservatives keep losing and how they can win again. There's no way to sugarcoat this. Conservatives are in a whole lot of trouble in Wisconsin. It's not just that they lost control of the Supreme Court for the first time in 15 years, or that former Justice Dan Kelly suffered the worst slacking since the last time he lost a court race. It is that this is just the latest in a long, long line of statewide losses. After nearly a decade of dominance through cheating, through rigged maps, that's my editorialization there, that culminated in a Republican winning Wisconsin in a presidential race for the first time in 32 years in 2016, conservatives have won just 4 of 14 statewide races, and one was unopposed. How did the right go so wrong? And this piece is pretty comical, because the F your feelings crowd, as Brian alluded to yesterday, and as he gets set up there in the Shaw, is very, after 2016, that was what their response was. And really, that's what this just reeks of now, is the somebody's really in his feelings, and Dan O'Donnell sharing all of these different thoughts. If you've got thoughts on what the postmortem was, we want to hear yours as well. You can share Tangent 844-967-2789. You're listening to Dueling Tangents across civic media. You can call or text that number. Again, 844-96-PARTY to share your tangents on this Thursday afternoon. And I think we got Bri, if we're so ready. Unfortunately not. I don't know why we have this problem now, but that's okay, big guy. We'll get it sorted out. Folks, if you want to share your thoughts while we get Brian situated in the studios in the Shaw, give us a call, 844-967-2789. We got Robert calling in. Robert, what's your thoughts on the postmortem from the Tuesday's election?
Basically, I have two thoughts on this. One is Janet's spending went a lot further, because a lot of her money came from grassroots support. So she was able to buy ads and other advertising much cheaper. The other thing was, Dan Kelly is just an ungracious loser. You know, it turns out it's not real popular to go back to a law from 1849. And his speech wasn't really a concession speech. It seemed like a toddler throwing a tantrum. And, you know, if anyone was paying attention, you know, this was the guy that met with the fake electors. That should have been, you know, like a 30-second phone call. It was a 30-minute phone call. And he went around the state with Michael Gableman and lit, you know, $3 million of taxpayer money on fire, talking about how the election in 2020 was rigged. It wasn't rigged. You're just a loser. Thanks.
Yeah, absolutely, Robert. We appreciate your phone call. And interestingly enough, Robert, that's the first factor in Dan O'Donnell's list of grievances that he was airing over at the MacGyver Institute, the campaign finance factor. He notes that they're now in some political circles, according to Dan O'Donnell, are referring it to as the Scott Walker loophole. The Scott Walker loophole. The loophole was named after former governor of Wisconsin, Scott Walker, because of the changes to campaign finance that he and his administration made. That is the reason that Janet Protasiewicz apparently was able to beat Dan Kelly. Not anything else, but just the fact that, number one, well, Democrats took care of this Scott Walker loophole that, well, we Republicans made, and I guess that is a rake that we're going to step on and hit ourselves in the face. And so number one is the campaign finance factor, and I just find it very, very comical that that is the first area that Dan O'Donnell decides to go after. Yeah, we got the big guy, Brian Kelly, joining us. Buddy, how you doing? I'm good. Yeah, and so, yeah, the spite and the circular firing squad that's going on right now in conservative circles, Dan O'Donnell's grievances over at the MacGyver Institute. It's very interesting because these first couple that he's criping about, BK, are not where I would put at the top of the list. Not what I would put at the top of the list of the postmortem, but it's important that they did this postmortem. There's some self-reflection here. Whether or not it goes anywhere, that's to be seen. But we've got a postmortem, and we're going to talk about it. If you want to share your thoughts, your tangents, 844-967-2789. You want to know what the next one, the next two are pretty comical. All politics is national, which is just really... All politics is local, and a lot of things do get nationalized, but all politics is local. And so I disagree with Dan on that one. But then the third one is the vote erosion in the WOW counties. And this one's interesting because if that's the third area where you could see some improvement and try to fix, you want to know what wouldn't be the way to do it? Taking the tact that Vicky McKenna's saying that these women that the left just convinced to vote for Janet instead of, you know, actually trying to make yourself better. It seems like a lot of projection and blaming and finger pointing. That's Brian's take. We want to hear your takes. 844-967-2789. This is Dueling Tangents. We'll be right back.
This is so good.
Why are you eating so much popcorn?
Well, I'm making a difference for Wisconsin schools, and I was able to easily shop online.
I mean, it does look yummy.
OMG, you've got to try this cheddar jalapeno.
Mmm, it is good.
Oh, and I ordered a bunch of other gourmet flavors, chocolate delight, cookies and cream, and even dill pickle, delivered to my door. And I help Wisconsin schools in the process. Go to the Wisconsin Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop. That's civicmedia.us/shop. And order now. The shop closes April 10th.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Here's your updated forecast. Ample sunshine expected this afternoon with highs around 43. West winds 20 to 25 miles an hour. Mainly clear tonight, lows level off around 26. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times, tomorrow 42. Mixed precipitation possible at times, Saturday with highs in the mid-40s. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times, Sunday. 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow night through Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 45.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley. WMDX.
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers, joined by Brian Kelly and the Shaw. We got Evan on the board. You on the phone lines, 844-967-2789. Seems like the conservative movement here in Wisconsin, not fearing the Reaper, doing the postmortem of what happened with Dan Kelly's candidacy to the state's highest court, and doing a postmortem about why Republicans keep losing in the state of Wisconsin. If you want to share your thoughts on it, 844-967-2789. And as we kicked off the show, almost forgot, taking your side tangents today. If you got a baseball story that you want to share with us, we're giving away two tickets to the Brewers game against the St. Louis Cardinals tomorrow evening. First pitch set for 7:10. You can listen to the Brewers all summer long here on Civic Media with our flagship stations, WISS Oshkosh Air Supports in Oshkosh and WRCE News from the Center in Richland Center. Share your baseball tangents with us, 844-967-2789, and you can enter to win a set of tickets to tomorrow night's game. And
folks, definitely go. One, you need to go and cheer the Cardinals losing. That's the most important thing. Honestly, I cannot. I will take anything that the Brewers do as long as they beat the Cardinals. Also, those seats are amazing. You should go in and win them and get them. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. Get some tickets for tomorrow. Go have some fun and watch the Cardinals joyously lose.
Yeah, I feel bad for you, big guy. You've already had some of your baseball delayed due to weather with those outdoor stadiums.
That's all right. We'll go. I'll take a doubleheader against the Reds anytime later on in the season when they realize they have no depth whatsoever since they're already playing all of their AAA team anyway. But the Reds have basically said, "Where are you going to go elsewhere for baseball? We're the Reds. Screw you," because their management is crying poor but making more profit than ever.
Yeah, so, it's really strange when major league owners do things like that. So folks,
it's funny when Major League, the movie, becomes the actual plot line to modern day baseball.
Yeah. Wow. So share those baseball side tangents with us, 844-967-2789. You can win a pair of tickets to tomorrow night's game. But the conservatives here in Wisconsin doing a postmortem, and it's very interesting that the view that Dan O'Donnell is having about the vote erosion in the WOW counties, Brian, because really, this is reading from the piece. A number of the theories for the collapse of the red wall that the WOW counties use to give conservatives, and all are at least plausible, liberal flight from the neighboring high-crime, high-tax Milwaukee County can at least partially explain why Democrat vote totals and percentages have been steadily rising, as can the national suburban female abandonment of Republicans following the rise of Trump and the U.S. Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade last summer. So that's really just kind of talking about things that have been happening. It's not really a post-mortem analysis. Dan O'Donnell's just saying...
Hey, we've done some things that have basically shown we have no allyship with among women at all, and we pretty much are just all about the angry white men right now. Because again, like I said at the end of the break, right before we went, was that they've basically taken the modern reasonable Republican and pushed them over towards the Democrats, and reluctantly so, they've started voting for reasonable electable Democrats. That's why the moderate Democrats are still have a bunch of power, because they're converted Republicans, because people who are relatively sane go, why are you still holding on to Trump? And the reason why they are is because they pushed away the intellectuals and brought in the, you know, fetid, stank breath, chest beating, you know, screaming guys with the I don't understand why the Punisher sticker is kind of ironic on my truck. But anyway, those guys. The people that go in the flag code violation crowd.
Trump comes in here a little bit, too, in Dan O'Donnell's postmortem. So we're going to get more into that, but we want to also take your phone calls. 844-967-2789. We've got Greg and McFarland calling in. Greg, what's on your mind this Thursday afternoon?
Well, I really think one of the issues that we aren't talking about is Republicans, once they gerrymandered and once they got their Supreme Court stocked, they forgot that democracy is about persuasion. You make people believe in what your goals are. They don't do that anymore. They don't even give a damn about persuasion. It's all about forcing whatever happens or whatever they want on the people. People don't like that. We're going to get more voters when they gerrymander. We're going to get more voters when they try to stop the vote. And abortion, you're going to look at the amount of millennials that came out to vote, and it's going to be much higher than before. Again, just having power doesn't mean anything if you don't know how to use it.
That's an excellent point, Greg. And I gotta tell you, if you were to ask the modern, you know, Republican, what does your party stand for? I bet you not even a couple sentences is you get into woke. You get the word woke.
Yeah.
And not even a couple sentences, you get the phrase, take it back, take something back. Those two phrases will happen. And for me, if you ask a modern Democrat, what are the goals? I want health care. I want reproductive rights. I want the roads to work. I want the government to be fair. And, you know, I want people to be held account when they cross the line. Things like that. Actual goals, actual like ideas that you can base policy on. The Republicans have not done anything to either translate what they want for their policy or even say how they're going to action that, other than we're going to own the libs. And that doesn't work for more than, I guess, a decade, apparently.
That's about the timeline, it seems like, because all of this has been boiling up since 2010. And it's going to be very interesting. We appreciate your phone call, Greg. You could be like Greg, 844-967-2789. You could share our thoughts on the postmortem that the Republicans have performed pretty quickly, Brian. This was a speedy postmortem.
I'm still surprised that Dan O'Donnell did it.
Yeah, and so we're going to continue taking the pieces from Dan O'Donnell, discussing them, as well as your thoughts, 844-967-2789. If you want to share a baseball story with us as well, take us down a little lingering sidetrack of a thought, what we call tangents here on Dueling Tangents.
You get a nice baseball tangent, you get a nice baseball ticket.
Yeah, we'll give you two tickets to tomorrow night's game. You're listening to Dueling Tangents. Stay tuned. We're going to keep the conversation going. 844-967-2789.
The truth.
Fox Valley regional and state news and commentary for us to find common ground. Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Owen Lopez. New calls for legislation creating more oversight of Supreme Court justices following a ProPublica report detailing private jet flights and luxury yacht cruises taken by Justice Clarence Thomas and his wife Jeannie after they were offered by Republican donor Harlan Crow. ABC's Devin Dwyer covers the Supreme Court.
No response yet from the court or the justice, who, we should say, in the past has dismissed these kinds of stories as attacks, liberal smears on his credibility. Now, Mr. Crow, Harlan Crow, has given us a statement. He confirms the relationship with Justice Thomas and says that they are dear friends, that this was simply an extension of hospitality on the part of him and his wife to the Thomases.
The Republican-dominated Tennessee House is going to vote on whether to expel three Democratic members for their roles in a protest after last week's Nashville school shooting. In Paris, more clashes between police and demonstrators. This is ABC News.
Oh my gosh, it's more fun than a big block of Colby or cheddar. The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. The head of the University of Wisconsin system says higher tuition will help state universities compete with schools across the country. Last week, the Board of Regents approved a 5% tuition increase for next year. UW System President Jay Rothman says a UW system education is still affordable. Republican state lawmakers might try again to cut the length of time people in Wisconsin can get unemployment benefits when times are good. Right now, people thrown out of work in Wisconsin can get regular benefits for as long as 26 weeks. The latest bill would cut that to as short as 14 weeks. The bill would link benefit periods to the unemployment rate. In sports, the Bucks will be the top-seeded team in the NBA Eastern Conference playoffs after last night's win over Chicago. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
This is so good.
Why are you eating so much popcorn?
Well, I'm making a difference for Wisconsin schools, and I was able to easily shop online.
I mean, it does look yummy.
OMG, you've got to try this cheddar jalapeno.
Mmm, it is good.
Oh, and I ordered a bunch of other gourmet flavors, chocolate delight, cookies and cream, and even dill pickle, delivered to my door. And I help Wisconsin schools in the process. Go to the Wisconsin Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop. That's civicmedia.us/shop. And order now. The shop closes April 10th. Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps. Truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude. Did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
To Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. He's Brian Kelly. You're listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media. If you want to take us with you on the go, download the Civic Media app wherever apps are downloaded, Apple or Google Play Stores. Civic Media, take us with you on the go. Jump station to station, broadcasting from the Solidarity Realty Studios here in Madison. Brian's holding down the fort at the Shaw, WAUK 540 AM in Waukesha. And, Brian, it's a very interesting Thursday. It's a weird week.
Yeah. I did not expect any sort of postmortem from Dan O'Donnell. In fact, Dan doesn't really do anything like any sort of humility whatsoever. He's not a hey, I got that wrong. Maybe I should do something different kind of guy.
No, normally when he gets called out, he goes, "This is a Dan-tatorship, not a Danocracy," and weird crap like that. And
yeah, he's a chest beating guy who can't ever admit that he's wrong. And it's really interesting to see. Even just a, hey, maybe we should change things a little bit.
It goes to show that I think it's one of those stories of Frankenstein's monster. We talked about it with Gableman. We compared him to Frankenstein's monster for a really long time throughout his sham Office of Special Counsel here in Wisconsin, running around trying to say that there was voter fraud or election fraud in the 2020 election. Any semblance of justification to try to overturn or decertify the 2020 election results here in Wisconsin. And it got away from the Republicans. It culminated in Robin Voss being primaried for the first time in, I think, ever, and almost losing that primary vote by less than 300 votes. It was like 290-some votes, I believe. And here we see the Frankenstein's monster that is Trumpism running throughout Republican politics now in Wisconsin and around the country. And there is going to be a lot of wrestling in Republican politics in the coming months and years about when to finally ditch Trump, which they haven't done.
I can't believe they haven't already, because again, this is why you have to base your politics and you have to base your policies on actual principles and things like that, because then you don't get hung up on hero worship. I came into town today and I saw some guy defiantly flying all these Trump flags on the way in. And I'm just like, really, dude? Like, I don't care that much about a human being other than my family that I feel weird getting like my daughter's image on a blanket type of thing. You know what I mean? Like, that's just like, what kind of, I don't know. Maybe it's the whole growing up the, hey, don't worship false idols thing. But, you know, maybe my point is maybe if you base your stuff based on things that are, you know, human and eternal, and things that based on democracy and things like that, you don't have to worry about whether your idol, Trump, is, you know, a horrible person or not. And it's a lot easier when that person proves to be an idiot. Like completely separate, different things. Kevin Spacey, I think, was an amazing actor. That guy is fantastic. That guy's super talented and everything. Don't care that he's not going to make another movie again. Don't care.
Yeah.
Don't care.
Exactly.
Don't care. You know why? Because I didn't worship him to the point where he's the most important thing in my life. That's kind of the gist of things. It's how you kind of live a normal life. This is why I say things like the chest beating crazy people with the flag violations, because that's what I'm seeing out there. And my point is that I don't, as much as I have like this wonderful schadenfreude going on here saying, ha ha ha, isn't it funny? I'm very sad, because I'm a person who has always believed that we need a balance of conservative and liberal ideas to go and make this country function, but it only works when those people believe in the same type of reality, like we need to have the water run, we need to have the roads work, and it really would work if the government benefited everyone and not just a few people. And that's kind of it. But my point is, this is something that we need, they let happen. They let it happen. And it's so sad, and I can't believe that you're letting one person and one angry, spiteful group of people take over what should be a defining pillar of this entire nation.
Yeah, and interestingly enough, in the category of vote erosion in the WOW counties, Dan O'Donnell notes that the longtime and very successful strategy for Republicans to win statewide was for their strength in the WOW counties to neutralize Milwaukee and have their votes in the rest of the state nullify Democrats' major edge in Dane County. And that's not a strategy. That's just relying on voters were.
That's relying on gerrymandering.
It's just, yeah, it's... That's not a strategy. Just saying, hey, we were able to, you know, count on those people, and now we've ostracized those people, and now, oh, weird, now the results aren't in our favor.
He's admitting they just assumed that the demographics of any given county would stay the same over a decade.
Took it for granted.
Which is just not true. You can't make people not move or not live. Like, people grow up, kids grow up and leave, or it's just, especially in Wisconsin, because they don't want to live here anymore.
Oh, that one's coming as well, so don't worry, Brian. You're skipping down a little bit farther in Dan O'Donnell's commissary piece, or postmortem, whatever you want to call it. We want to hear your thoughts though too. 844-967-2789. You can share your thoughts on the postmortem that we are going through of Dan O'Donnell's over at the MacGyver Institute, talking about why Republicans keep keep losing here in the state of Wisconsin. So you can share those thoughts. 844-967-2789. We also got a set of Brewers tickets to give away to tomorrow night's Cardinals game. 7:10 first pitch. If you want to share a baseball story with us, you will receive two tickets to tomorrow night's game. 7:10 at American Family Field. Again, 844-967-2789. Somebody that may not be able to make the trip for tomorrow, but we got David in San Francisco calling in. David, what's on your mind this Thursday afternoon?
Oh, yeah, honey. I was glad to hear the results of the election last night. And, you know, I had been paying attention to the fake electors issue. And the idea that the Republican Party, not only of Wisconsin, but of Michigan, of Georgia, of Arizona, Nevada, I'm trying to think of what the other states are, Pennsylvania, none of those fake electors have been arrested yet. And none of the Republican parties of those states have called for their resignations is really a major issue. And I've studied enough organized crime to realize, well, not only that Donald Trump is organized crime and that he's using strong arm tactics to basically rob America blind, but the idea that he's created this propaganda campaign through his mega churches and different kinds of cronies that he's kept people trapped in these kind of lockstep positions. And there are plenty of books that are written, say, for example, a lot of the Roaring Twenties, where organized crime was taking over so many different major businesses across America. And whether it was in Las Vegas, a small businessman would go to Vegas and lose his factory. An organized crime would let him have the titular title to it, but in reality, the ownership was organized crime. And so I suspect a major part of America is trapped in that same position.
Well, I don't know. Look at the tactics of vulture capitalism and, kind of very very similar in that effect as well. But they do it in such a more legal and wonderful way, too. Isn't it great? Isn't it great when people can go and, you know, take their leverage and go and use their power to go and overrun people who don't have as much and maybe kind of, you know, monopolize it for their own benefit and then really leave industries completely screwed and or leave it up to monopolies to go and run the entire country? And that's always a good thing, right?
Not exactly, but that's an excellent point, Bri.
Well, I mean, again, when an entire pillar of the nation has basically abdicated responsibility for running of the nation, in fact, has been running against the running of that nation, and politics, I want to bring up, can anyone ever, I mean, I'm going to go to the Tom Hartman challenge again, can anyone bring up any sort of policy or legislation, major policy or legislation here in the state of Wisconsin or anywhere else that the Republicans have brought up that has directly benefited or even worked to the benefit of the people? The last big thing the Democrats pushed through nationally was the Affordable Care Act, and guess what happened?
Hey man, the Democrats they got the infrastructure bill signed as well. Or
oh, yeah,
does
right
that not
too.
Count because it was bipartisan?
I'm just going back to large okay. things that like because again like that's long enough past that we can say, hey, anybody who's run on repeal and replace, one hasn't done it and two has failed at it and then lost. Because nobody wants to repeal and replace anymore. Do you know why? Because it works. And
it's also popular. It
yeah,
works
it's popular.
And it's popular.
People like it.
People like it. People
it's
like
funny.
The Affordable
funny
Care
how that
Act.
Thinks.
Yeah.
It's funny how when you use policies that actually benefit people, people go and say, yeah, I like that. Mm-hmm. Wow. Mm-hmm. Instead of running against the politics of, you know, spite and anger and being losers. It's all you want. If all you want is power for power's sake, you're what you call Robin Voss. Because what has he done? He's called it quits the last 2 years. And can he stay? Can he stay in? Are we in court?
He did a power grab. He did a power grab after Evers was elected at the end of 2018. And yeah. Hasn't done a whole lot since. Folks, yeah. We want to hear your thoughts on this Thursday afternoon.
What are you doing
afternoon.
With it?
He's taken a lot of vacation in the even number years. From 2020, April, the first week of April on, and in 2022, the first week of March on, just putting his feet up and, oh yeah, running for he had to sweat a little bit last year. But folks, we want to hear your thoughts. We're continuing on over at the MacGyver Institute. Dan O'Donnell sharing his postmortem thoughts. So interestingly enough, Brian, about the fifth or sixth one down, takes us to get to six of his points. Candidate quality matters.
Candidate quality matters. The guy that we that completely lost last time by 10 points and lost by almost 11 this time, we might want to get a better candidate for that guy. Maybe a different candidate. Maybe not spiteful a-holes. I don't know. Just a start.
That just baffles me that it's the sixth priority on the list to fix. Just candidate quality. Let's complain about our grievances, and then we're going to go to candidate quality.
I don't know anyone in their right mind who goes, Glenn Grothman, quality candidate. Wow. A winner. Andre Jacques, quality candidate. Shea Sortwell, model citizen, wonderful father, great candidate.
Yeah, I'm like, not hearing all
this
a lot
is
of
the Republican Party these days. I don't understand.
Yeah.
They'll complain about woke politics or something like that, but they actually have horrible people, literally horrible and objectively provable horrible people. And they're like, what?
Yeah. Folks, 844-967-2789. You can share your thoughts on the postmortem. Or if you'd like to share a baseball story, you can win two tickets to tomorrow night's Cardinals game. Up next, we got Joe in Madison. Joe, what's on your mind this Thursday afternoon?
Great to hear from you guys, and glad to hear that everybody's back in batting order, so to speak. I wanted to throw into the mix just a little thought here, and there was a headline I saw, and I rambled through the article. It was by on Politico, and the title of it was really great. It said, Republicans felled by a common foe, comma, the mail. Hannah, I never had thought about this, but they were making the point that Protasiewicz had about 100,000 people locked in who had already early voted, many by absentee or early vote, and that the Republicans, by this insistence on, oh, we don't do early vote because, you know, that's subject to fraud. That's, Trump didn't like that, so we don't do that. And they got burned by that. They got burned by that. That policy that's now kind of burned into a lot of Republican folks into their head and how they vote, which is I don't early vote, I don't drop my ballot in the mail, I can't trust it, that sort of thing. So it's worth a look. I thought that I just didn't think that the mail might be part of it, in that you get your people locked down early, and then you can spend your efforts in the last part of the campaign on those people who may be harder to push out to vote because you're not pushing out the folks who have already voted. So anyway, just a thought there, a common foe, the mail. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Joe. Time. That's what happens when you paint yourself in a corner and step on rakes as a matter of policy. So
yeah. It is. It's pretty interesting, the cult of personality, and Republicans, as Dan O'Donnell is showing, they do have that common foe of the cult of personality, male, Donald Trump. They have a Donald Trump problem, even though he doesn't come out and explicitly say it like that. He does allude that maybe it's time to leave Donald Trump. But we're gonna get to more of that and your phone calls. 844-967-2789. You're listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media. Share those tangents with us on this Thursday afternoon.
This is so good.
Why are you eating so much popcorn?
Well, I'm making a difference for Wisconsin schools, and I was able to easily shop online.
I mean, it does look yummy.
OMG, you've got to try this cheddar jalapeno.
Mmm, it is good.
Oh, and I ordered a bunch of other gourmet flavors, chocolate delight, cookies and cream, and even dill pickle, delivered to my door. And I help Wisconsin schools in the process. Go to the Wisconsin Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop. That's civicmedia.us/shop. And order now. The shop closes April 10th.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA life insurance.
Here's your updated forecast. Ample sunshine expected this afternoon with highs around 43. West winds 20 to 25 miles an hour. Mainly clear tonight, lows level off around 26. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow, 42. Mixed precipitation possible at times Saturday with highs in the mid-40s. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times Sunday. 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow night through Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 45.
News and talk. Up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. He's Brian Kelly. You're listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media. If you want to keep up with us online, follow the show on Twitter at Dueling Tangents. And we're taking your thoughts on the postmortem put out by Dan O'Donnell over at the MacGyver Institute, conservative talk radio host here in Wisconsin, talking about why Republicans keep losing, why conservatives keep losing here in
Wisconsin.
How
could this possibly happen?
How could it be happening? And it's very funny because obviously his takeaway is very different justification, thought process behind them, Brian, but I do find them interesting. He calls it the Trump effect, not the Trump problem or anything like that. But we'll get into that one on the other side of these phone lines. Let's hear what Lisa here in Madison has to say. Lisa, what's on your mind today?
Oh, I have the last thing I think the Republicans ever did that benefited everyone was Nixon and the EPA.
That's exactly what I said with Luke today.
Oh, yeah, that's the last thing I can think of. And, you know, we all know what else he did. So that kind of offset. And they've been trying to destroy it ever since. So
that's the funny part.
And then I have a baseball story.
Let's hear it.
Okay, we went to the doubleheader last year. That was a lot of fun. But whenever I get a jersey, they seem to disappear. So if anyone would like a player gone, just let me know and I will get their jersey. Because I had Arias and Vogelbach, and they are both gone. So
I have a fun little intense relationship with Daniel Vogelbach. He's fun with I like that guy.
Wait, I thought Urias was still on the team.
Yeah, Urias is still on the team, I believe.
Arias, A-R-I-A-S.
Okay.
Arias, yeah.
Gotcha. I was like, my bad.
Oswaldo Arcia left and all that. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of guys.
Well, Arcia, I'm sorry, that's right.
Arcia, gotcha. Arcia. Okay, yeah, now Arcia, we've got it. Yeah. Gotcha.
That's what I thought. I'm sorry.
No.
Either way, Lisa, if you want to hold on, we can get you tickets. You want tickets?
Yes, I do, please.
All right. We're sending you to tomorrow night's game against the St. Louis Cardinals. Thanks so much for listening, Lisa.
Please.
Evan will take down your information.
Yeah, please hold. Please hold. And now let's go to Bill from Oconomowoc. How you doing, Bill?
Great. By the way, thanks for all you do. You guys make a huge difference. I'm sure you're aware of it. As far as Dan O'Donnell, I love being on his show. That guy is just a challenge to even debate if the sun's up or sun's down, let alone politics. But here's my thoughts. I believe a friend of mine had done some research in what the turning point was in this election. And she came up with that there was a lot of younger voters. I don't know if you agree with me. One last thing before I go. I've been dying to ask Brian this. Brian, did you ever work with anybody at the Loop like Kevin Matthews?
I have not. I'm more in the acting scene than the radio scene in Chicago. I do have friends in the area, but I have not.
Okay, because you're sure. I know you do Harry Carey, and he had a routine years ago, and boy, it sounded like your Harry Carey was part of it.
Mine's an amalgamation of a lot of other people who are way better than me. But thanks, man. I appreciate that. Yeah, yeah. If you wanted to check me out, though, I was on Chicago Fire last week. I was on an episode of Chicago Fire last week. If you want to go back to last week's episode, episode 17 of this season, you could feature me. I was a big dude with a beard and a Sven Gulli shirt on. It was pretty cool.
Oh, fantastic. One last thing. Out here in Lake Country, we're thinking of forming a political coalition of both sides. And we're going to have a few rules as far as joining the group. But we want the Democrats and Republicans, and I believe we can work together as long as we respect each other, listen to each other, and move forward. That's your show. Yes, sir.
Bill, I think that's a great idea, and there's a huge appetite for that. And I think
a lot of the freshman lawmakers we heard from State Representative Clinton Anderson a few weeks ago now. I believe in the last 2 weeks, Clinton was telling us about a caucus, a bipartisan caucus of freshman lawmakers that want to see that reset of bipartisanship here in Wisconsin. So I think it's an excellent idea, Bill. We really appreciate your phone call and those sentiments that you're sharing
Keep us abreast about what things are doing, what we can do to help you out. Because, again, this is what there's a huge appetite for this. People want to talk about things without getting angry about it, or at least without you can get angry about it, but without disrespecting people. And I think there's a big opportunity for us to move forward. And I think that's a great thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And it will be interesting to see if conservatives here in Wisconsin can move forward from the postmortem that Dan O'Donnell's saying why they keep losing here in the state of Wisconsin. 14 out of the last 17 races, pretty much since Scott Walker was defeated by Tony Evers, conservatives or Republicans have lost those statewide races. And what he refers to as the Trump effect is just very, very comical, Brian, because it's like, oh, well, they hate us because of Trump, and it's their fault that they're so obsessed with Trump. Because this is the quote. Over the past 7+ years, nothing has unified the left or polarized America quite like Donald Trump. Even now, more than 2 years after leaving office, he is dominating every news cycle as Democrats have proven themselves unable to shake their obsession with exacting revenge on him for the unforgivable sin of beating them in the 2016 election. That's why Donald Trump's still in the news cycle. Not because laws that were broken in the 2016 election, not because he waged an insurrection.
Not because what he did while he was in office, it was because he won.
Yeah, not him leaving the office with classified documents and storing them in a pool closet down in Mar-a-Lago.
It wasn't throwing a whole bunch of money to the rich and then, you know, blaming all the deficit loss on the Democrats. It was nothing to do with that.
Not that conservative base voters are obsessed and his endorsement helped Dan Kelly in 2020, he endorsed Tim Michaels leading up to 2022. It's how Tim Michaels, I think, won the Republican primary.
Pretty much every candidate he's backed, though, on a national level has lost.
Except Ron Johnson. Ron Johnson.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. And Vance,
J.D. Vance.
J.D. Turd. And associates.
But like the belief that it's Democrats' obsession with Donald Trump, not that conservative voters keep voting for Trump and Trumpism, that's not the downfall. It's the Democrats' obsession.
It's that you've replaced your stable base of reasonable voters and alienated them and eschewed them for the gun toting flag code violators. And that's it. I don't know what else to do. If you're going to, it's a lot easier to manipulate people who worship things like flags and crosses and Trump, but that doesn't really help when you have to get things done, like, I don't know, run the country, because you basically sold them on, hey, if we win, we can control the country and do whatever we want.
Yeah.
There's no definition there, and that's not a goal.
There's definition, and the way forward that Dan O'Donnell reads it is his piece is just kind of a whole lot of, well, what are we gonna do? And like politics, he ends politics is cyclical, so hopefully it will come back around to us. Is essentially his
fascism
end
will come
conclusion.
Back into play. Yay,
folks! You've been listening to Dueling Tangents. We'll be back tomorrow at 2 p.m. Talk to y'all then. We may have some more Brewers tickets to give away, too, so you want to tune in.
Congrats, Lisa.
The
This is so good.
Why are you eating so much popcorn?
Well, I'm making a difference for Wisconsin schools, and I was able to easily shop online.
I mean, it does look yummy.
OMG, you've got to try this cheddar jalapeno.
Mmm, it is good.
Oh, and I ordered a bunch of other gourmet flavors, chocolate delight, cookies and cream, and even dill pickle, delivered to my door. And I help Wisconsin schools in the process. Go to the Wisconsin Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop. That's civicmedia.us/shop. And order now. The shop closes April 10th.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News,